This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Cleveland's Welshly Arms is one of the most successful rock bands to come out of Northeast Ohio in the last several years. They've been crossing the globe, performing in front of thousands of people, and it all started with one hit song. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with lead singer Sam Getz ahead of their annual hometown show this weekend. Is it over? Is it over yet? Can I let just let myself forget? Everything keeps pounding in my head. Can't free my soul till I learn to let go. Welshly Arms' big sound started small, as four friends playing music sometimes together in high school. Then they all went their separate ways. Getz says in 2013, he brought them back together for a barbecue at his house where they ended up jamming together.
We did that for like a couple months, almost every Sunday. And then it kind of became a thing. We just said, hey, why don't we line up a show at the Beachland or something and start playing this stuff for real. And then we met John and Bree a little bit later on. And so now, geez, for 3 or 4 years, we've been touring hard together, the six of us.
You have been touring very hard. I mean, you have been all around the globe. What's that like?
It's got good and bad all over it. We enjoy each other's company. We enjoy being together. But I think we did it a little too much for a couple years. And we did get really tired. So this year we did slow down. And we've been writing a lot of music and recording. And so next year we're going to start rolling out songs in January.
Wow, that's great news. There are so many bands and artists here in Northeast Ohio that are really trying to figure out how to break out and find success. How did your band do this?
Even with our own path, I'm not even exactly sure what things made the difference. You know, whether it was being willing to go out on the road and tour as much as we did, if that was part of it. You know, we had a song called Legendary that really opened up a lot of doors. Take a look around me, taking pages from a magazine. I think that song really changed a lot. It changed the landscape for us and made it possible to go to new cities or even new countries and have people know who we were and be interested enough to buy a ticket. Cause we're gonna be legends, gonna get their attention. What we're doing here ain't just scary, it's about to be legendary.
That song, Legendary, from 2017, more than 100 million streams on Spotify. How did you get that song in front of the right people? How did it take off like that?
I felt like for a couple of years I was emailing and calling different friends I had made in the music business throughout the years touring in support of other people, other artists. And everybody was just kind of like, oh, okay, well, you know, keep trying and we'd love to have you sometime. But, you know, when you have some more songs, send them or whatever. And then all of a sudden with that song, it ended up just streaming really well, especially in overseas, like in Germany. And then labels started calling and managers were interested. And so again, it really opened up those doors.
You've been on some big stages, and I've seen photos on social media of you guys in front of a crowd of thousands and thousands of people. Is that just becoming like, well, this is life now?
No, it doesn't. We have ups and downs, and we've had a couple really good runs over in Europe where we seem to have like 3 or 4 of those types of gigs in a row or in the same week, and we go from festival to festival, and still just such a rush. And we always, festivals are funny because you never know what you're going to get when you go out there. Like one in Slovakia, there was a decent crowd for the band before, but then as soon as they're done, it starts to turn over and people are, you know, walking to the other stage. And so we're thinking, oh, I don't know, maybe 100 people will still be there when we go on. I don't know. And then we walk on, I think it was about 10,000 people. I wish I could say that that's the normal, but probably later in that week we played in a club somewhere in the UK or something to 250 people.
With all the touring, you don't get to play much here at home that often anymore. And you have a show coming up November 30th at the House of Blues in Cleveland. What's it like to come home and play for the hometown crowd?
Oh, it's incredible. There's something therapeutic about coming back here. Of course, we have a lot of family and friends. And then people that have been listening to our band since we started it in 2013. And they feel like friends, too.
This has been a big couple of years. Has there been a moment that you can think of that was really just like, this is amazing?
There's been a bunch. Our song Legendary went platinum in a few countries over in Europe. They gave us the platinum plaques, and to have sort of like a physical, a tangible thing that you can look at and say like, wow, that many people have heard something that we created. That's a really big recharge for me. 'Cause we're gonna be
legends. Gonna get there. That's Sam Getz of Welshly Arms. You can find links and more at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's regular spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition. Got this feeling in our souls we carry. It's about to be there.